to alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
You give me that funny feeling in my tummy.
I take the whiskey drink, I take the chocolate drink, and when I have to pee, I use the kitchen sink.
They are the hunters of men's souls, and they cannot be killed in the future. This darkness.
Not the most prestigious verbal abusers on the planet.
Perhaps I better say something. Long Island.
Rock Robertson here. I'm just going to go ahead and set up Vodka Smackdown. What is it? Vodka Smackdown 3. Anyway, this is going to be Long Island Booze Committee Episode 5. Vodka Smackdown 3. We're going to taste test 4 vodkas and do our reviews on it. And while we're doing this, we're also watching a little television, so if it looks like we're off in space or whatever, that's why. Also, went ahead and, in the editing process, deleted a bunch of pauses and things. So I think at some point somebody calls me on the phone. I decided to leave my side of the conversation in, but rather than wait for the pauses, deleted that. So, no, I wasn't talking to myself, and I thought it was, might as well leave it in. But we also discuss our future plans for some, you know, beer tastings in the future. So if you have any suggestions or anything, be sure and shoot that over to me. Self-appointed Long Island Booze Committee. You can catch us on Facebook, and, yeah, so, without any further ado, let's go ahead and get to the taste test. Thank you so much for downloading.
Good evening, welcome once again to the latest edition of the self-appointed Long Island Booze Committee, here at our secret underground test facility. Got, several vodkas today, been looking forward to trying them. Once again, our vodka saga is mostly because there's so many goddamn vodkas.
And a lot of them fucking suck.
Well, we're going to here sort out the bullshit from the fucking shit. We're going to start off today with, I think, a little bit of Iceberg. Now, the Iceberg I actually got a liter of, which is unusual, but this shit is dirt cheap. 1 liter was $18. So, and it's supposed to be really good, too. However, I don't know if that's good for the... if it's good for the price or if it's just awesome. Because it's got higher ratings than like a lot of famous ones like Grey Goose and Kettle One. But once again, the ratings are weighted partially by price too.
Yeah, so that just means that... Oh, alcohol.
Yep. Smell that trusty vodka smell.
Smell that trusty fucking rum and alcohol piss.
Yep.
I'm having very little fucking faith in this shit.
Yeah. Already it's looking pretty bad. But like I said, get the liter of it. The fifth was $14.99 at the place I went to, which really wasn't much more than the 200 milliliters of the LIV,
yeah.
If it was any more at all. So, at least on value, I know I'm getting a good deal.
Yeah, it'd be very hard for this shit to be worse than Long Island vodka.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the truth that's attached to Long Island. Now let's go ahead and have a sip.
That's like I'm drinking rubbing alcohol.
That's unfortunate.
Yep.
So, what's this retard fucking...
In some gym fucking... he's trying to learn to walk, but it looks like he probably could walk. Or probably knocked him... Probably get into fucking... Into an accident when he was driving drunk or something retarded.
Well, like, even the anchor on the TV looks like he's looking at a retard and being like, this is sad that we're even airing this.
Yeah, it's like, why the hell is this guy on my fucking TV? I'm not even gonna finish the fucking iceberg.
No. Well.
I'm not gonna bother.
More overhyped shit, I guess. No surprise there. For me, it's not so bad that I don't want to finish it.
That's so bad I don't want to fucking bother finishing it.
Well, I guess that'll be what I'm making my White Russians and shit for people later on.
Exactly. It's
definitely not a challenger to anything or anyone, except for maybe Sky and... Well, I'll put it, it's not as bad as Sobieski.
No. It takes a lot to be as bad as Sobieski.
The Sobieski is around the same price as this. Maybe a buck cheaper. I'd say for the extra buck, go for the iceberg, but...
Yeah, or you know what, just fucking save your pennies, get something better.
Yeah, definitely. My official advice to everybody... It's going to be skip the iceberg. Do not make the same mistake I did. But hey, this is what we're here for. We're here to find this shit out for you so that you don't have to find out on your own the hard way.
Exactly. We spend all the money on the shitty fucking liquor. Again, overhyped bottle. Could have spent a few more bucks on R&D.
Yeah.
Instead of fucking making a bumpy bottle. It was like a...
Well, the claim is supposed to be that because the water is, you know, 10,000 years old, it's never been polluted or anything.
Yeah.
How old does it say it is?
12,000 years old.
It's made from 12,000 year old ice and supposedly totally unpolluted. Well, didn't help it this time.
Mm-hmm.
Probably could stand to be distilled a few more times.
Yeah.
You know what actually strikes me is what might be good for this?
Brita
filter test. We should use the iceberg because we've got plenty of it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to have any other use for it. Not with all the other vodkas that we have. You know, I got to drive later, so I'm not even going to bother finishing this.
Yeah.
We could skip that. If I got to waste 35 cents worth of iceberg vodka, that's what I'm going to do.
Good shit.
Exactly. I've got my iced tea here to try to cleanse my palate. What do you got?
I have no soda left in there. It's going to stick with the loogie.
Actually, this isn't bad at cleaning out that fucking taste. You want to try it?
Yeah. It's Arnold Palmer.
Arnold Palmer, half the tea, half lemonade.
Yeah.
Like, it immediately destroyed the aftertaste.
Good.
Which I had to say, for the price, was bad, but still. It's nowhere near a challenger for the Kettle One to even get to the Crystal Head, which is our current champion.
Yeah.
But, you know, I figured, okay, it's so cheap that even if it's, like, horrible, I haven't lost that much.
Yeah.
And then I saw that the leader was was $2 more than a fifth, so I said, nah, fuck it. If I could lose $15, I could lose
$16.
$17, yeah. And, like I said, we got rail for parties, right? Okay, yeah. So next thing up we're going to test is going to be the, I think I'm going to go with the Sky 90.
I thought we already tested Freeze.
No, we haven't we haven't tested the Freeze yet.
Yeah.
We were looking at it when we were doing a preview, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Now, the Sky 90 bottle looks pretty nice, I think. It looks kind of like the Ciroc vodka.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it has a tapered, vaguely tapered.
Barely
tapered. Yeah. Okay, so once again, ice cold, brand new glasses. Let's see what's going on. Sky 90, of course, from America. 90 proof. A little stronger, a little more powerful than regular Sky. Also supposed to be much better, much nicer.
I can smell that it's... stronger.
You can smell it as higher proof, but the smell isn't stronger. Like,
yeah.
compared to the iceberg, it's much more muted, the alcohol scent.
Yeah, but you can definitely smell a higher alcohol brand.
Yeah. Now, I actually saw somewhere, like on the internet, I did like top vodkas in the world, and this actually made the top 10 list that these people put out. Mm-hmm. Which is the reason I gave it a shot. The fact that I was able to find a 50 milliliter of it.
Oh, okay.
I probably wouldn't have given this a shot if I could only find a fifth, you know?
I've done that a while, man. Gone to Cold Stone?
Yeah, I'd like to go to Cold Stone. You know, I actually was kind of craving it last night. I could smell Birthday Cake Remix.
Really?
Yeah. I could smell Birthday Cake Remix, but then someone decided that we had flying saucers in the freezer and it would be a better idea to eat those instead.
Yeah, well.
I guess I could go get it later.
I don't think they're open that late.
Not now.
Oh, another day, yeah.
Yeah. It was yesterday, anyway. I was craving it.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see what this shit tastes like.
Not bad.
It's not bad.
Not remarkable, but it's not bad.
Yeah. You can feel the sting of that extra little bit of alcohol.
Yeah, which ain't so bad.
Yep.
It's almost a half alcohol. 45%, it's not bad. Open it up a little bit.
Definitely makes a difference on the tongue, on the palate, this extra bit of alcohol. I mean, I might be mistaken, but this could be our first vodka that wasn't 80 proof. Most of the bourbons were over 80 proof. I think all of them were, in fact.
They were. They're all 85, 90s.
But you're right. There's not really anything remarkable about the taste of this at all.
Nah.
It's about as smooth as some of the other vodkas we had, just very slightly more than the Iceberg, I would say. Ice cold. Iceberg, I would say, was actually pretty smooth. It just tasted like crap and smelled like crap. So,
If I wanted fucking vodka on the rocks and I had Scotty 90 and, you know, I didn't have anything else.
But, yeah, it wouldn't be bad.
No, I'd drink it.
Yeah, it's better than regular Sky.
It's better.
Better than Iceberg, better than regular Sky. However, I'm not even going to say this is anywhere near the level of a Ciroc or a Kettle One. And so whoever made that list was fucked up because Kettle One wasn't on it.
Really?
Yeah, neither was Ciroc. It also makes me doubt the other stuff that they wanted to put on there.
Yeah.
So, even though, if we go by the price test, other things they had on there, like Stoli Elite and Ultimate. Exactly. May or may not be worth a damn. Might just be overpriced shit and overpriced bottle.
Yeah, bunch of bullshit. I get to fucking lick my ballsack.
Now, hey, look at this. USA beats Canada once again, at least. Sky 90 over Iceberg.
Yeah, which proves that the Canadians, they're fucking, apparently their damn, their noses are frozen and they can't taste shit.
No, they made Crystal Head.
They did.
They did.
They did. Those people must have been inside.
Yes. Jay Wild still famous?
Yeah, I don't fucking care. She's a whore.
That's why Leno's gonna have her on.
Yep, Leno's gonna fuck her.
Yeah, I would like to think Leno could do better than that. He makes like, what, $40 million a year?
Oh, more than that. Apparently makes that much just off of touring for his stand-up. And he apparently doesn't touch any of his fucking Tonight Show money.
Yeah.
He just banks it all. Because he makes all the money off. I think he still tours like 100 days a year.
It's crazy. Now, he can't do that because he's like in Los Angeles to do the Tonight Show most of the time, right?
Yeah, but he could tour Friday and Saturday nights.
Huh.
He records pretty early.
It still wouldn't be 100 days a year, even if he did every fucking...
Yeah, it would. It'd be 104.
Yeah, it would. It'd be 104...
Because 104 weekends.
I'm certain he's not fucking touring every day of every weekend, though.
Yeah, but you gotta think he takes time off. And he could easily do a week. There's times when he's dark for a week.
Yeah.
So he'd go do, you know, 5 or 6 shows.
You think people are paying that much to see Jay Leno do stand-up?
Yeah. The tickets up at Fox Roads and Mohegan Sun, $150 a pop.
Jesus.
Yeah.
He's not even funny.
He's not. He's supposed to be funnier when he's not as censured.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm still not paying the money to find out. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, me neither. So the Sky Vodka, Sky 90, I should say, I'm going to rate 6.5. This is probably on par with like a Vox or a Trump. Stronger kick, though, so you get a little...
No, I'd definitely put it over the Trump. Deal with the Vox. Put it over the Trump.
You think it's better than the Vox and the Trump?
I don't know. Vox is comparable. Trump,
Yeah, did we like the Trump better than the Vox, though?
Did we?
I think we did.
Okay. Well, I might be switching my mind, then.
The Vox was, like, just overpriced. You're buying the bottle. Kind of like the Iceberg. The Iceberg's a fancy bottle. It costs too much.
Yeah.
You know? The Vox was kind of the same way. It was pretty good, though. It wasn't, like, as bad as that. It was just... the Sky 90 is definitely in, like, the Vox's neighborhood, I think.
Yeah.
Which, depending on price, may or may not make it a good thing. Overall, if somebody was serving Sky 90 at a party, I wouldn't bitch too much.
Yeah, all right, cool.
All right. Like, oh, that's what you got? Well, if you're giving it to me, fuck it.
Exactly.
So if you ask him, be like, fuck you, asshole. Go out to the liquor store and buy some real shit. Okay, next up, let's go for the Absolute. I'm going to go ahead and cleanse my palate. Why?
Absolute. It's horrible. It means absolutely horrible.
Because we've already had one, like, bad side of mediocre and one good side of mediocre vodka.
All right, all right.
So if this is as mediocre as I think it is, then we might as well place it right now, you know? I'm just really hoping that the Frisch can beat this, like, solidly, or the Sky 90, you know? Because that way I wanted to buy another one of these to test it against the Kettle 1.
Yeah.
To make it official, you know? However, I believe in being unbiased. Biased, but unbiased.
Yeah, I believe in being unbiasedly biased.
Yes.
Or biasedly unbiased, I don't know which one.
All right, you get to taste another one, bud?
Yeah. Beautiful.
All right, Absolut Vodka, made in Sweden. You see it advertised everywhere. The bottle looks like kind of
boring.
If you've seen it advertised, you know exactly what it looks like. Okay, it looks exactly like it does in the ads. It's just a boring regular bottle. It kind of has a, I guess, a 1910, maybe late 1890s or something script going on the front of it describing it. It's Absolut Vodka. It's from Sweden, and yeah, that's the reason for it. It's because they've been making it since 1879. Not a good sign. They haven't found a new way of making it in fucking 130 years.
Exactly. They have an inability to advance the recipe. It smells very sweet. It smells like yogurt.
It does smell like yogurt. So it's kind of like sour and sweet.
Yeah.
Hmm. And not getting quite the same kind of alcohol stank as I was from the Iceberg, which is disappointing, because I would have loved to say that the Iceberg was better than this.
Yeah.
Just because I really want this to suck. One of the reasons why is because Absolut, besides being just over-marketed crap to the point where Grey Goose looked positively subtle, you know?
Yeah.
They also had that ad that said, in an Absolut world, and it had, like, Mexico with, like, half the United States in it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was at that ad they released in Mexico. Oh, yeah, if we had our way, you would have fucking kept all that land and got more. Because you're doing such a fine job with what you got now.
Exactly. Your people don't jump the border at all. Because there's lots of Americans jumping the water.
No, maybe if they'd kept Colorado and half of Utah and California and a good chunk of Texas, we still wouldn't be jumping the border. I'm pretty sure of it.
Yeah, we'd visit. Then we'd go back.
Well, smooth, no denying that.
No, tastes like fucking yogurt. Ugh. Not a fan, not at all.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of this flavor. This flavor is kind of...
Tastes like fucking yogurt.
That in it. It's got a stinging aftertaste to it.
Yeah.
Like, you remember how the Ciroc was nice and we enjoyed it more than the taste?
Yeah.
This, okay, the nose is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Except for the fact that it smelled like kind of like yogurt.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it smells like. It smells like just plain vanilla yogurt.
Yeah.
And the taste is sour and bitter. No sweet notes. It's got a stinging aftertaste.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that overall, I want to give it to Sky 90 over this.
Oh, definitely Sky 90's got it over Absolut.
Yeah. Definitely going to go with Sky 90. Yeah. The only thing that we could give Absolut over Sky 90 is going to be the nose.
Yeah. It's got a damn good nose, with the exception of that really weird scent.
Yeah. But we don't have that same alcohol... We don't have that same alcohol stank attacking your fucking nostrils, you know?
Yeah. It has to do something with the maturation process.
Mm.
Where it smells like yeast.
Yep. I'm going to have to go ahead and say, pass on the fucking Sky 90, or the Absolut. Which is exactly what I was expecting. I wasn't, it had high points that I was not expecting it to have, you know? Yeah. But definitely had to give it overall to Sky 90. Just because the taste is bad. It's just not good at all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Last on the docket for today is Frisch. Is that how you pronounce it?
Frisch.
Imported from Denmark. Okay, well,
ooh.
Denmark's kind of by Holland, right? So
yeah,
maybe it'll get some of that coolness from Kettle One. Now, I actually brought this today because I was watching Babylon 5, right? And that was on Netflix, actually. I was watching this. And I saw a bottle, right? And the bottle in the Babylon 5, of course, said a couple hundred years in the future. Saw a futuristic-looking bottle, and I thought I recognized it because I'd purchased this before, and I got it out, and sure enough, it was the Frisch bottle.
Hmm.
Looked futuristic enough to be used in science fiction in 1996.
Nice.
Yeah. So the bottle, you know, looks pretty cool. It's like, it's kind of like the end of a lipstick tube, how it's slanted here at the top. So it's just a cylinder, but it's like cut off diagonally.
I compared it more to the Chrysler building, but if you think
No, I'm not going to say the Chrysler Building. Chrysler Building doesn't look like that, douchebag. What are you talking about?
What fucking building is it?
Maybe the Sears Tower or something. This doesn't look like any building.
No, it's got a slanted top to it.
On all sides, though. This is just one side.
No. It's got one... It's a building where the whole thing is like a 30-degree angle.
I don't think so. But we could agree to disagree. Like, right now, it's just what I think it looks like with a little cylinder sticking out the top for your pour out of.
Yeah.
It's a pretty nice-looking bottle. You know, might be one of those cases where... They could have spent
too much money on the damn bottles.
Yeah. I'm going to clean my palate first. What are you getting for the...
I'm getting a harsh nose. Getting a very harsh nose.
Yeah.
And we've yet to have anything that had a harsh nose and had any sort of a good taste. And
this is true. We've had good noses with disappointing taste.
Yeah.
But the Absolute being an example from tonight.
But yeah.
Never have we had a harsh nose and good taste.
Yeah. Airing it up a little bit.
Yeah.
I have a feeling, oh God, this fucking is atrocious.
Well, doesn't look good, does it?
Nah.
Oof.
What do you got?
Not as bad as the iceberg.
I think it's worse than the iceberg.
You think it's worse than the iceberg?
Stick your nose way in there.
Yeah.
Don't forget, we taste out of wine glasses because we can really get our nose in there.
Yeah.
Oof.
As opposed to shot glasses, or there's not really a recommended side of glass. So wine glasses are designed to open up the flavor, up the nose, and you literally insert your nose into the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And you got more than I got. I must have misported or something, but whatever.
Why the hell did you clink glasses, you jerk off? We're getting fucking married.
Give me some more.
Give me some more of the fucking vodka, jackass. Yeah, smell that now.
You don't want any, huh?
No.
You need to have at least one.
Give me the rest of that bottle.
I don't know what's worse, actually, is the iceberg or the freeze when it comes to nose.
Hold on.
It's hard to call. They're both in fancy bottles that, so far, the nose ain't living up to.
Because we have a fucking liter of it.
Yeah, it's not going to kill me to do a head-to-head nose test. Got a little more poured there.
Want some more?
Let me see it.
It's a nice way in there.
Oh, yeah, it's no contest, dude. The freeze is so powerful with its fucking isopropanol smell that, like, it's the iceberg smells positively clean next to it.
Ugh.
Freeze is pretty bad, dude. It's
for gym socks.
So I would use this to disinfect gym socks.
Yeah. I was like, I have a stuffed drain in there. I'm going to go toss this down it.
All right, let's see what it tastes like.
It's cheaper than Drano.
All right.
Done.
Ugh. Dude, it is Drano. It's like cleaning out my fucking digestive system right now.
Yeah.
Like, I think I would be in less pain
drinking Drano.
Yeah, I think that's supposed to be like a very slow and horrible way to die, and I think I would prefer it.
I think freeze funk is worse. Slower, more horrible. I had maybe an eighth of an ounce. Half an ounce. I sucked it down and got it past my mouth so quickly.
Well, see, it was because it's so cold, because we have had it in the freezer for like weeks, this shit. Because it was so cold...
It concentrated everything.
Like the second that you...
Why are you tasting it again?
Because it wasn't immediately... Because it's so cold. It wasn't immediately harsh. You see what I'm saying? So I let it sit on my tongue. I was like... It's just like, ugh. It's so sour. It's so sour with bitter dose.
It's fucking atrocious.
And it burns like the rest of the mouth. This is bad. Okay, so Sky 90 wins tonight. I'm going to put Iceberg at number 3.
Yeah.
I'm going to put Absolute over Iceberg.
What the fuck is calling you at 11:40 at night?
Hello? Hey, not much. I'm just out right now. I'll be back later. I'm hanging out with Evan. Well, don't worry about it. It's alright. What do you mean, what's the matter with computers? Nothing wrong with the computer. What do you mean it's gone? What do you mean the laptop isn't there? There's no laptop there. We got like 4 laptops there. No, it's not. It's right here in front of me. We're recording. I'm glad you called me because you're worried about the laptop. Alright. I'll see you when I get home. Bye. So anyway, yes, my roommate, Samantha, has decided that she was concerned because the laptop wasn't there when she got home.
That's nice of her.
Well, overall, just not an impressive bunch. I don't even want to get the Sky 90 again just to taste test against the the reigning gatekeeper, Kettle One. I don't even want to bother because I already know what the outcome's going to be. Now, out of all these, though, we happen to have the most Sky 90 left over. So the fact that it's the reigning whatever out of these four, if we want to, at some other point in the future, we could taste test it against the Kettle One just to make it official.
Yeah.
You know? But I don't really think it's going to be much of a challenge. You want to dispose of the rest of this shit?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take the bottle with me. Now, Evan, you had another idea that you wanted, right?
Yeah, I'm going to do as everyone knows, Long Island is full of great breweries as we sit in our underground lair where I have multiple growlers from local breweries sitting on top of my TV.
It's pretty sweet.
Underground secret lair, which may or may not be in Farmingdale. but they're delicious. I've had quite a few. I'm more of a beer connoisseur than I am a liquor guy. Eric's more the liquor guy, I'm more the beer guy. And I definitely want to go put them head to head because there's some delicious ones. There's a great one in Farmdale, Brickhouse Brewery. I know Black Forest Brewery, Brickhouse Brewery's out in Patchogue. I'm going to keep my damn glasses off. And they're definitely worth going to try, checking out. Yeah. You know, there's the Southampton, there's Brickhouse, Black Forest, Blue Point.
Well, see, my issue with that is it's not that I don't want to taste test beer, that I've got something against anything that's less than 80 proof, okay?
Yeah.
Because I definitely love beer, too.
Yeah.
I drink, like...
It's delicious.
Yes, it's liquid bread. It's good for you.
It is.
But it's just that there's so many different kinds of ways of making beer. Beer is such like an all-encompassing kind of genre of beverage that it's like, okay, how are we going to compare one against another?
Well, we can't really go and compare the beers.
Yeah.
But we can go in and go, all right, you know what, the Summer Haze at a Brick House is fantastic. Very good. Or you go get the Hefeweizen from Black Forest.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine who was stationed in Rammstein for about 3 years.
Yeah.
Says the best Hefeweizen he's found east of Munich. That's out of Munich. Yeah, I'm not saying we can go in and compare, you know, because they all have individual brews that are all different.
Well, my thing is, like, if we could get something that says it's like a Pilsner.
Yeah.
Like Miller is supposed to be a Pilsner.
Yeah.
Then we could get their shit and get, like, something that's well-known, like Miller Lite.
Yeah.
And put it up against it. Or just like MGD or whatever. They're all supposed to be Pilsner, so we'd be like, okay, what makes this drink, and what do we think of this one versus this one?
Yeah.
Because I think that it's not fair to have, like... It's not fair for anybody to have something that's not a point of reference. You know, anybody can go out and get Absolute Vodka.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyone can go out and get...
All these things we're talking about are immensely commercially available.
Yeah.
You know, all the vodkas, all the whiskeys.
The possible exception of Long Island Vodka.
Yeah, but even that's...
Yeah, but we're the Long Island Booze Committee.
Yeah.
Right? So if you're genuinely interested in booze, but you're from Long Island, you can get Long Island Vodka as well. But just for most people in our audience aren't going to go out and seek out microbrews that are local.
Yeah.
Unless they know to go look for them.
Yeah.
Because they're running a risk. Microbrews are expensive.
Yeah.
And they can suck horribly.
Yeah. The nice thing about all the microbreweries, and when you go, every one of them will give you a small glass, about 4 ounces.
Yeah.
They'll give you a small taste.
But you have to actually physically go there.
Yes, you physically have to go there. If you get the opportunity to go to them,
yes,
they're a ball.
Well, now we've got a portable recording rig.
Yeah.
All we had to do, you know, we could even use a smaller laptop. But this new microphone that I'm using right now.
Okay.
This actually came with software that's probably better than the Audacity that I was using before.
Okay.
Okay, I'm using Audacity right now, but like the first few episodes that I did, we did mm-hmm. recording at your place on your computer. We just downloaded Audacity, right? You actually need something to export it as an MP3. It's called a LAME encoder. And because I exported it as an Audacity project and took it to my computer,
mm-hmm.
instead of recording in stereo, it was recorded in stereo, but the actual product that was spit out was
in mono.
It sucked.
Yeah.
And so between a software and microphone upgrade, I think we're going to have a big difference in sound quality. And plus, we could, you know, be really relaxed and chill out. We're not having to be right up on each other next to the microphone.
Yeah.
And even then, I was having to amplify the shit out of it when we were doing that. Much better microphone, I'd say. You can see the sound levels from here.
Yeah, I'm 6.5 feet tall, and I'm at least 6 feet away from the mic right now. It looks like it's recording fine.
Yeah. And it costs about 2.5 times as much as the other microphone. I just saw that same microphone at Best Buy. But this one here, I'm more than twice as happy with it.
Good shit.
Like I said, point is you can see this is clipped on top of the computer. It doesn't have to have its own space.
Yeah.
That's what I mean by this is more portable. And plus it comes with its own little case too. I don't have to worry about smashing the shit out of the stand like I did with the other one. So basically, no, we could take our show on the road if we want to. And this is a good trial run for this because I brought my computer from home. I'm sorry, from the primary underground test facility to the secondary one. Speaking of which, maybe getting a new test facility might be replacing the first one.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so I'll have to keep you updated on that. But yeah, I like the idea of doing the local brews and seeing what we think of them.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the breweries have more than one brew.
Yeah.
So
I think like Black Forest got like a dozen.
Definitely go try that out then.
Yeah.
But as for now, Sky 90, the best out of Friss, Absolute, Iceberg, and tell you the truth, it wasn't really saying much.
No, it wasn't.
But hey, somebody's got to test the shit, and definitely Iceberg is overrated. It was probably overweighted for its price, you know?
Yeah.
Are they giving more points for being cheap? That has to be what got it up there, which, to be fair, for the price, it was really good. But I still wouldn't. I would not buy that again, even though the price is cheap. Once again, thanks for tuning in, and thanks for the support. We'll be back later with more, hopefully, good booze. There you have it, Vodka Smackdown 3. You know, go ahead and if you have any feedback, send it to E-Rocks Epic Podcast, ERocks Epic Podcast, PODCAST. It's spelled like podcast, but it's the Podcast. Also, there's ErocksEpicPodcast.com, and if you want to go straight to the Booze Committee webpage, that's ErocksEpicPodcast.com/SALIBC for Self-Appointed Long Island Booze Committee. Also, send some feedback over to ErocksEpicPodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much once again for downloading, and we'll see you next time.